Jack Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. ABC News is projecting Democrat Tom Suozzi will win New York's special congressional election, flipping the seat back to blue.
Despite the dirty tricks, despite the vaunted Nassau County Republican machine, we won.
The election is to fill the seat that was once held by expelled Republican Congressman George Santos. The House voted to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas 214 to 213. The Democratic-controlled Senate will decide if it will put him on trial. One person is dead, five injured after a car crashed into the emergency room of a hospital in Austin, Texas. A murder suspect wanted in the fatal shooting of a sheriff's deputy in Tennessee has been caught after a nearly week-long manhunt. The Dow closed down more than 500 points today. This is ABC News. At least six major technology companies are planning to sign an agreement this week that will guide, they say will guide, how they try to put a stop to the use of AI to disrupt democratic elections around the world. Major League Baseball is about to make herstory.
And that ball is shot into left field.
Jenny Kavnar is no stranger to talking on TV about baseball. She's been the backup play-by-play announcer for the Colorado Rockies, and before that, she covered the San Diego Padres as a reporter, telling ABC News affiliate KMGH a few years ago,
"This is my passion. Like, I know this game."
Now Kavnar has been named the Oakland A's lead play-by-play announcer, the first woman in MLB history to serve as a team's primary play-by-play voice. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Shaquille O'Neal's become the first player to have his jersey number retired by the Orlando Magic. He was drafted number one overall by the Magic in 1992 and left Orlando after four seasons. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
African American soldiers have participated in every major U.S. war, but often served with only black troops. The 1948 President Harry Truman signed an executive order that integrated the United States Armed Forces following the end of World War II. This action supported the rights of black soldiers and is still considered one of the earliest signs of desegregation. Today, more than 30% of the military is black. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wayeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers' proposed district boundaries for the state legislature are on their way to his desk after passing both houses of the legislature Tuesday afternoon. Evers has said he'd sign the bill and that would effectively close the maps lawsuit before the state Supreme Court. The new maps would place six incumbent state senators and 15 state representatives in the same district ahead of this fall's elections. Local election officials in Wisconsin are preparing for safe and secure voting this year, but some say the state should do more to meet the growing demand for absentee and early voting.
The funding that we receive from the state and from the federal government hasn't increased to accommodate any of that.
Mayor Beth Witzel Bell is the city clerk in Madison. Advocates say it would take $53 billion to modernize the election system across the country. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Marquette looks to make it eight in a row. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles, are on the road against Butler. The team learned now that they're moved up in the rankings to fifth in the nation. The Badgers, now ranked 20th, hope to snap a four-game losing streak when they host the Ohio State Buckeyes. NBA, the Bucks got another win, this time over the Denver Nuggets, 112-95, Giannis with 35 points. NFL, Super Bowl 58, the most watched event on television ever, 123.4 million million viewers as the Chiefs beat the 49ers in overtime. I talked to former Badgers and Wisconsin native linebacker Leo Chanel, who forced a Christian McCaffrey fumble in the opening drive and blocked a PAT. Leo talked about Travis Kelce's speech to the team the night before the game.
You know, to see how emotional Travis was, like, you could see in his eyes, like, he wants it, man. Like, you can't say it anymore how much you want it with what he was giving us and how much emotion he was showing. It was awesome.
That's Chiefs linebacker Leo Chanel with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy, upper 20s by dawn. We'll see light winds out of the south. On Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, lower 40s. Wednesday night, some snow, could have some rain with it as well, but we'll see accumulations of snow under an inch, lows in the lower 30s. It's 24 at our studios.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Tuesday. Quite a day out there. And a lot to talk about in here. Fani Willis is off to court. Well, not today. I believe it's going to be on Thursday. We've got the Senate by 70 to 29, a vote of 70 to 29, just passed aid for Ukraine, Taiwan, and Israel, and Palestine, and Palestinians. And, you know, Donald Trump says, no, you can't send any money to Ukraine. I'm doing Putin's work here. And so Mike Johnson is saying, well, if Donald Trump says it, I have to do it. So, or he says, don't do it, I can't do it. So we'll see how this plays out. The bill is going to go to the House in minutes if it hasn't already. But this is grim stuff. Anyhow, is the Supreme Court going to pause moving forward in Donald Trump's immunity case? By the way, they gave Jack Smith until Tuesday of next week to reply to Trump's claim that he's completely immune. I'll get into that in more detail in a few minutes. Also, how Trump's legal team is promoting chaos, or was promoting chaos back in the 2020 election, to force the Supreme Court to anoint Trump. This is a very interesting story. In the second hour of our program today, Gil Duran is going to drop by. The tech authoritarians of San Francisco, the right-wing billionaires in California, are actually launching an effort, apparently, to turn San Francisco into a right-wing paradise. I'll tell you about that. Well, Gil will tell you us both about that at the top of the next hour. Also, will the embattled Georgia DA, the Fani Willis, will she be removed from the Trump case, the Georgia case? And a hunter and a farmer's world alert on ADHD. I'll tell you about that in the second hour. Also, in the third hour of our program, is Donald Trump starting to echo Hitler's final solution rhetoric? Yeah, actually, in short form, I'll give you the details in the third hour of the program. And a crazy alert, a Republican lawmaker in Idaho says that that state needs to pass a new law so cannibalism can't be normalized. Really? What does she know that I don't? that's pretty strange. All right, so, but today, to start off, my rant, my daily take this morning over at HartmanReport.com is titled, How the Richest Democracy in the World Abandons Americans. And what got me started on this was last weekend I was watching TV, and I guess I was in a curmudgeonly mood because I was like questioning everything. What? You know, how can they? And suddenly this commercial comes on for a company that buys life insurance policies. And there's this older couple in the commercial, and one of them says, you know, to the camera, or says to the other, you know, we learned that we could sell our policy when a friend did so to pay their medical bills. And I'm going, wait a minute. We're the richest country in the world. We have the richest billionaires in the world. We have more money than anybody. I mean, we got more money than God. It's just, the United States is a fabulously rich nation. And Senior citizens are having to sell their life insurance policies, depriving their children of any kind of inheritance or benefit, help at all, just to stay alive, just to pay their medical bills. And I thought this isn't right. You don't have people having to sell their life insurance policies in Taiwan or in South Korea or in Japan or in Costa Rica or in any of the European Union countries, because the total number of people who went bankrupt because somebody got sick in those countries is zero. It's 500,000 people every year in the United States. So I'm looking at this ad going, wow, this is really an ad about how sick and dysfunctional America's our healthcare system is. Why is that? I posted this over at HartmanReport.com, and one of the people who reads our newsletter posted a reply saying that he's recovering from COVID and has been binge watching TV, and he's been binge watching Breaking Bad. And it's been a long time since Breaking Bad was a hot thing, But the premise is that this guy had cancer. This high school science teacher had cancer, and he needed a lot of money to pay for his treatment, because this is America, right? And we don't have a national healthcare system. And so he started cooking meth to pay for his cancer treatment. It's just, how do we miss this stuff, right? Then another ad comes out for a company that sells reverse mortgages. Now, Tom Selleck, I'm sure, is a very nice guy, but are there really that many seniors who are now destitute and thus must wipe out the largest store of their wealth and their children's inheritance just to retire? Then came an ad for the Shriners Children for Hospital for Children. And, they're doing wonderful work, right, taking care of kids who are born with birth defects and deformities. But why are we crowdsourcing health care for children in crisis? Why isn't that just, routinely provided for with our tax dollars? And then there was this ad for Danny Thomas's hospital, the one that he started. And now this one is dealing with kids with cancer, and they're doing a lot of great cancer research, and God bless them. But again, why aren't we all funding stuff like this? Why do we need this in the richest country in the world? I mean, why don't we just have billionaires pay their income taxes? Oh, that's right. Since the Reagan Revolution, billionaires no longer pay income taxes for all practical purposes. And then that ad was followed by another one for colostrum. It's a milk product that is supposed to boost your immune system. And the ad's pitch lady said something like, there are over 90,000 chemicals in our environment that haven't been tested for toxicity. And damn, I thought she's right. Most of the developed world uses the precautionary principle. You've got to prove something's safe before you put it in our food supply. That's how it works in Europe. But here in the United States, you don't have to prove anything. You just pour it on, dump it in the air, put it in the water, put it in their food, line the packages that we take, get our take-home food with PFAS chemicals. No big deal. We'll just, we'll continue poisoning people until finally we get sued. That's how it works in America. It's the libertarian strategy. I mean, watch Dark Waters, the movie with Mark Ruffalo, if you want to see how this works, how the DuPont poisoned an entire community. And then in the next commercial break, Jeff Bridges comes on. He's a great guy. He's a great actor. And he's pitching a charity called No Kid Hungry, which turns out is a very, it's a high-quality charity with a really good rating. But again, why do we have kids who are hungry in America? One in five American children is either suffering from hunger or malnutrition right now in the richest country in the world. It costs us an estimated $167 billion a year because of the damage that's being done to the brains and bodies of these kids. It costs us $167 billion a year, and the total cost to end all childhood poverty in the United States is hunger in the United States is $25 billion. The amount of money that Musk, Bezos, Gates, and Zuckerberg added to their money bins just since 2020 is over $300 billion. We could end childhood poverty in the United States with $25 billion. But, we could save $167 billion with a $25 billion investment, but we don't, because it would require billionaires to pay their taxes. And how did we get there? How did we get to this point? Well, it's because five corrupt Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court legalized bribery. They legalized corporate bribery in 1978 with the Bilotti decision. They legalized basically all political bribery in 2010 with Citizens United. And, of course, in 76, there was Buckley versus Vallejo. And the result of that is that, well, here, this is Judd Legum's newsletter today, popular.info. The average American family last year in 2020 paid an effective tax rate of 13.6%. That's average, right? Some people paying a whole lot, some people paying nothing at all. So the average was 13.6%. General Electric reported $7 billion in profits last year. They got a refund of $423 million. They didn't pay taxes on their profits. They got a refund. T-Mobile reported $10 billion in profits last year. They paid $42 million in federal income taxes, 0.4%. Tesla, $3.2 billion in profits. They paid $48 million in federal income taxes, 1.5%. In 2020, quote, 55 of the largest corporations in America paid no federal corporate income taxes, despite enjoying substantial pre-tax profits in the United States. So what does this have to do with the Supreme Court? Well, the Supreme Court said that if you're rich or if you're a corporation, you can buy your very own politician. And those politicians then will introduce legislation to make sure that you never have to pay taxes. I mean, this is where we're at now. We've got, you know, the rich getting richer. We are now the most unequal society in the developed world. And it's all because five corrupted billionaires on the U.S., or five corrupted Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court who are being spiffed by billionaires, buying them vacations, buying them homes for their parents, buying tuition for their kids, flying them around the world on private jets, taking them out on their super yachts, because five corrupt Republicans on the Supreme Court decided to legalize political bribery. If Democrats take power in this November, all three branches, or all, you know, all two branches, all three parts, we've got to do something about this.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And then maybe we can put this country back together to where the bottom 80% of us are getting something out of this country.
You're broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios in the morning, on weekdays South Main
from 6
Street.
To 8.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, WISS.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off their first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers.
They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well. And we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on Oshkosh Air Support WISS and the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming...
A sneak peek of Screwed, the undeclared war against the middle class and what we can do about it. Visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. You know, February is Heart Health Month, and we all need to be taking care of our hearts, right? More than half the population of America could benefit from blood pressure support, including me, which is why I use Superbeats Heart Chews. They are the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure, and they even promote healthy heart-healthy energy without the stimulants. Compared to the healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews in county, people are raving about the Superbeats Heart Chews. Because I want to be healthy, I've been using Superbeats Heart Chews for years. I eat them every night. Support your heart health with Superbeats Heart Chews. Get a free one-month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeats.com. That's T-H-O-M LovesBeats.com. No, seriously, it's a brand new website, TomLovesBeats.com. You got to check it out, and I do. And welcome back. So Donald Trump has now taken his immunity claims to the Supreme Court. And the core of his entire argument before the Supreme Court is that, well, it goes back to John Marshall. Lucian Trescott IV wrote about this. His Substack is luciantrescott.substack.com, and did a great analysis of this, which is the source of my information. But the foundation of this, of their claim, their immunity claim, is found in Marbury versus Madison, the 1803 decision by John Marshall, the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, in which the court took upon itself the power to strike down laws, or for that matter, to essentially create laws. But the other thing that you will find in the Marbury case is this idea of political questions that John Marshall wrote back in 1803, questions which are by the Constitution and laws submitted to the executive, in other words, submitted to the president, can never be made in this court. These are called discretionary acts. These discretionary acts are only politically examinable, and thus the presidential's official acts can never be examined by the courts. So that was what John Marshall said in 1803, that the courts cannot second-guess the president. So when the president is conducting the official business of the government. And I think, you know, the whole point was we don't want the president being constantly harassed about every little thing he does or something like that. But so Trump is using this as the basis for his claim that he has immunity. He's saying, in fact, the heading on his brief that he filed with the Supreme Court is titled, President Trump was indicted for his official acts as president. So, you know, let's look at those official acts. What is it that Trump is claiming were official acts? Well, his appeal says, quote, Trump used official channels of communication, including tweets and other public statements, contending that the 2020 federal election was tainted by fraud and irregularities that should be addressed by government officials, end quote, from his brief. So first, he's claiming that his official act is all the lies that he told, where he said that he won the election when, in fact, we all know that he lost it. The Supreme Court ruled that he lost it. You know, 59 lower courts, you know, judgments determined that he lost it. So that's number one. Back to Trump's filing. Second, he writes, indictment alleges that President Trump communicated with the acting attorney general and officials at U.S. Department of Justice, which he saw as an integral part of his official duties as chief executive, about investigating suspected election crimes and irregularities and possibly appointing a new acting attorney general. The guy that he was, end of quote, the guy that he was thinking of appointing, that was Jeffrey Clark, who right now is under indictment in Georgia for listening to Trump's lies and following Trump's directions, as Lucian Trescott writes. Third, Trump's lawyers write to the Supreme Court, the indictment alleges that President Trump communicated with state officials about the administration of the federal election and urged them to exercise their official responsibilities in accordance with the conclusion that the 2020 presidential election was tainted by fraud and irregularities, end quote. Yeah, and this is just a flat-out lie, right? Well, yes, he did communicate with those state officials, and he got them to engage in behavior, you know, this phony slate of electors, that now has some of them going to jail. Fourth, Trump's brief to the court says, the indictment alleges that President Trump communicated to urge them to exercise their official duties in the election certification process. Right, in other words, he tried to get them to do the phony baloney thing. And then fifth, the indictment alleges that other individuals organized slates of alternate electors in seven states. All of these things Trump is claiming were part of his official duties as president. Now, the appeals court found that none of these things have to do with his official duties as president, that his official duties as president, you know, that all of these things have to do with campaigns and elections rather than being president. So we'll see where this goes, but Jack Smith has until Tuesday of next week, and I'm betting he's going to file a reply with the Supreme Court today, because he had to be ready for this. This is a guy who, you know, he is 16 ways to Sunday, ready for whatever comes. So we'll see what happens.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Be right back with your calls. Stay with us.
Your home for the devil's at largest weekday in the world
from 4 until 6.
We are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. ABC News is projecting Democrat Tom Suozzi will win New York's special congressional election, flipping the seat back to blue.
Despite the dirty tricks, despite the vaunted Nassau County Republican machine, we won.
The election is to fill the seat that was once held by expelled Republican Congressman George Santos. The House voted to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas 214 to 213. The Democratic-controlled Senate will decide if it will put him on trial. One person is dead, five injured after a car crashed into the emergency room of a hospital in Austin, Texas. A murder suspect wanted in the fatal shooting of a sheriff's deputy in Tennessee has been caught after a nearly week-long manhunt. The Dow closed down more than 500 points today. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has lost nearly 18% of its bus drivers over the past two decades. The Wisconsin Policy Forum found that there were around 14,000 licensed bus drivers in 2022. That's about 3,000 fewer drivers than in 2007. They say that an aging workforce is causing the decline, and it's likely to get worse in the coming years as more drivers decide to retire. Governor Evers says conditions are improving in Wisconsin prisons. Evers partially lifted lockdowns in November that had been in place since spring. The lockdowns happened because prisons are short-staffed. Evers recently visited the state prison in Green Bay.
Is everything perfect there? Absolutely not. Are people doing the best they can under the circumstances? Absolutely, yes.
Evers tells WISN-TV's Up Front that more people are training to be prison guards since the state raised the pay last summer. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Connect the dots. Would you dip into your retirement savings to make a loan to climate-polluting oil, coal, and gas companies? Well, you already have if you're a member of Wisconsin's public employee retirement system. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org. Sign the petition. Common sense investments, not financing polluters. Future generations will thank you for visiting. That's climatesafepensionswisconsin.org.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy, upper 20s by dawn. We'll see light winds out of the south. On Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, lower 40s. Wednesday night, some snow, could have some rain with it as well, but we'll see accumulations of snow under an inch, lows in the lower 30s. Right now, it's 22.
The Todd Alma Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Now, do it for yourself or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartmann.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. By the way, just apropos of this legislation that just passed the Senate overnight, that would, with 70 votes out of 100, that would give aid, billions of dollars in aid to Ukraine, to Taiwan, to Israel, to Palestine, to help also humanitarian aid to help Palestinians in Gaza. That piece of legislation going to the House. Mike Johnson is saying, we're probably not even going to pick it up. We're not even going to talk about it. This is, by the way, what John Boehner did back in, I think George W. Bush was president at the time, but I forget the year. But the Senate passed a comprehensive immigration reform, and it went to the House, and John Boehner just refused to pick it up, wouldn't bring it to the floor. Well, there's this thing called a discharge petition. And it has to be signed by 218 members of Congress. So the Democrats would need three or four Republicans to sign on to this thing to make it happen. But then you go around the Speaker, and it puts a bill directly on the floor for a vote. And Nancy Pelosi, just a few minutes ago, said that Hakeem Jeffries, our leader, has not ruled out a discharge petition. And several other members of the House, Democratic members of the House, are saying, hey, I'm more than happy to sign a discharge petition. One other thing I wanted to flag for you, TalkingPointsMemo.com has a great piece by Josh Kavinsky called The Legal Coup. And, basically, TPM has acquired this trove of documents around Ken Chesebro, the guy who came up with the idea of the fake electors, the whole fake electors scheme. And it turns out, from looking through these documents, that what Chesebro and Trump were planning for January 6th was that January 6th would not end on that day, that they were going to occupy the Capitol building for days. They were going to try and drag this thing out till January 20th, which is the day that the new president gets sworn in, and try to prevent, anything from happening so that Biden doesn't get sworn in, so that Trump gets to stay as president. That's how bad it was. All right, let's pick up your calls here. Deborah in Dudley, Massachusetts. Hey, Deborah, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Tom. I wanted to comment on your brief discussion about the cost of health care in the United States. And
yeah.
The thing that I've experienced, I just turned 65 last year, is that, I think one of the issues is that the challenge with Advantage plans, which don't cover procedures. I have regular Medicare, and the cost of copays, which, can be outrageously expensive. And the other issue that I don't think people know a lot about is Medicaid and Obamacare. People assume that that's free, and it is up to age 55. But then after age 55, Obamacare, because it's paid through Medicaid, is subject to what's called a state recovery. So this is what happens with families who have houses and, things that they want to pass on to their children, if they there's two ways that estate recovery works. If you go into a nursing home and if you have rehab after 1 month of time, it's a subject to estate recovery. And the other option that states have is that federal law allows them to make the decision to have all Medicaid costs and Obamacare costs be subject to estate recovery, which means when you pass, all of your bills from age 55 up, they recoup those through attaching any assets that you may have.
Right.
I
learned about this when my mom, my dad had died. My mom was, she had Alzheimer's. She was quite sick. And we were looking into, putting her in a nursing home or something. And, she would have had to use Medicaid to do it. And you can't have more than, I think it was like $3,000 worth of assets. I mean, we would have had to bankrupt my mother. We would have had to sell the house. And then you have to wait 2 years after you bankrupt them before Medicaid can't claw all that money back. I mean, it's like, why do we do this to people?
It's incredible. And also with Medicaid and Obamacare, it's subject to what's called a five-year look back. So from the date that you pass, they can go back 5 years. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I have an example with my sister who has cognitive deficits. So I've got her on SSI, and mm-hmm. her job paid into Medicare, so she was able to get Medicare. But then, and she had a copay QMB program with Medicaid. And, you know, we've been waiting up to 5 years because I had to take her houses over because she couldn't manage them. So Medicaid in May of last year are starting to use Advantage plans, and they put my sister on an Advantage plan without letting her know.
Oh, geez.
She had the QMB, which is not subject to state recovery. And so I happened to find out by checking one of her medical doctors. And so this is happening. And so we ended up canceling, getting the Advantage plan canceled. But these Advantage plans are also subject to a state recovery. Hmm. So the Advantage plan process is happening with Medicaid as well, in addition to Medicare.
Yeah, but that's incredible.
And the thing is that they don't tell you about the medical care being subject to state recovery. You don't. Right. People really pretty much know about the nursing home issue, but people are unaware that Obamacare is paid through Medicaid, and after age 55, you know, you somebody's paying that bill.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So 5 years.
It seems like it's a massive conspiracy to drain all the wealth out of middle class America and put it into the money bins of the morbidly rich. And I mean, we know that when Reagan came into power in 1981, that was actually one of his missions, that there was this widespread belief across the conservative intelligentsia that had been articulated in 1951 by Russell Kirk in his book, The Conservative Mind, that the middle class in America had gotten too wealthy and that was dangerous for the future of our country. It was dangerous for our democracy, that it was causing students to rebel against their elders and also refuse to go to Vietnam. It was causing women to rebel against their rightful role in society. It was causing minorities to rebel against their quote, rightful role in society. You know, Russell Kirk talking about the need for orders and classes. And Reagan's job was to take the middle class down a peg. We, you know, the middle class was 66% of America when Reagan came into office. It's 43% of America right now. So it's, you know, I should probably write another op-ed about this. But I mean, it's just crazy. It really is.
Well, I agree. I think the point that I'm making is that there needs to be additional legislation passed so that people have to be informed.
Yeah.
Like people.
Well, informed. Let's just get rid of all this clawback stuff. I mean, why can't you know, if somebody's old and gets sick and they have some assets, why can't they just pass those assets along to their kids and you know, and have this, you know, have a national health care program that takes care of them, like in every other developed country in the world? We're the only country that does this to our people. And the only people who benefit from are the morbidly rich.
And even the worst part is for people who are low income and in poverty who rely on Medicaid because they don't have enough money or they weren't entitled to Medicare. Like an example, in 1985, when my mother passed away, she had lived in a little trailer, was worth maybe a couple thousand. They went after her little, you know, and, yeah. You know, her furniture, everything.
Yeah. It's,
you know,
it's nuts. Deborah, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. And thanks for bringing up the topic. It was a great, great quantity of great data. Thank you very much. Hunter in Klamath Falls, Oregon. Hey, Hunter, what's on your mind today?
Oh, my God. Ronald Wilson Reagan, 666.
There you go.
I just had to laugh.
It all started with Reagan. I'm telling you, Louise threatens that she's going to put that on my tombstone.
Well, I feel it was the mark of the beast. It was Bush coming in. He forced his way into the Reagan ticket, and Reagan wasn't a bad guy. It was the other people. But the reason I called was about her, Robert Herr.
Yeah.
When I saw him, I remembered him. He was one of them people that came out from the DOJ of Humberto Gonzalez. So I looked up online, and I found that here he was a clerk for Rehnquist. Then he worked under Christopher Wray in the DOJ, mm-hmm. Robert Herr.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good Republican. You know, it's not a secret there.
Now, there's something I'd like to bring up, being it's Black History Month. I watched Gospel last night on PBS. You need to watch that.
Okay.
They had a scene there with Martin Luther King, and it's just fun to watch. He looks like a little kid just enjoying when Mathalia Jackson sang Joshua bring down the walls of Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's fantastic. It is just.
I'll check it out. Hunter, thanks for the suggestion. David in Denver. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
I was wondering, like, Trump fired Comey and then he fired Barr, he's accusing Biden of weaponizing the Justice Department. How did it happen that a president has the authority to, I always thought there were three branches of government. So,
yeah. Well, there are.
So how did it happen that a president can, because when Trump, wins, which I think he's going to do, he's going to weaponize the Justice Department, 100%.
He certainly would, and he has said that he will, and he tried to the last time, in fact, did to a certain extent. The Justice Department is one of, dozens of agencies within the federal government that exist under the aegis of the executive branch. It's basically an Article II function. And all of the, the Department of Agriculture, the Department of Labor, the Department of Justice, the Department of Transportation, all of them answer directly to the president. They all exist within the executive branch. They're created by Congress, Article I, but they're run by the president, Article II. And the thing that's unique about the Justice Department is that way back in the dim history, and frankly, I'm not sure when this was. If anybody knows, give me a shout. I'd love to know. I'm not even sure how to figure it out or find out. But at some point in our history, and it might have been as recently as the 50s or 60s, or it might have been in the 19th century, the Justice Department got essentially split off from the White House. In as much as, and this is not by law, this is by tradition, that the president doesn't interfere with the Department of Justice. The Department of Justice operates with a really, really high level of independence, even though they're not literally an independent agency, even though the head of the Justice Department is appointed by the president, with the approval of the Senate. And so that's the situation, the Justice Department is not autonomous and therefore is still subject to politicization. I'd love to see some legislation that would depoliticize it, but I'm not even sure how you do that under the Constitution. But that's the situation. David, thanks for the call. 46 minutes past the hour. Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'm Tom Hartman. I'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with you.
Your home from the home devil's of the largest fly-in in the world. From 4 until we 6. We are Oshkosh Air Support. 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, 1100 AM, 98.3 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
The Todd Alba Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay, go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That's Capterra. CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour. Andrea in Gold Creek, Montana. Hey, Andrea, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Can you hear me?
I can, just fine.
I wanted to follow up on the lady that called earlier about the Medicare and Medicaid taking assets. When my mother was sick and my brother was taking care of her and he died, so she was going to have to go in a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
And when the coroner showed up, he said, if you put her in a nursing home, they're going to take your ranch. And it turned out that my mother had put her property in a trust before 5 years.
Uh-huh.
So they weren't able to take it because it had been in a trust.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
So that's one way.
You have to do that multiple years. You said 5 years. I thought it was 2 years. I'm frankly not certain. But you have to do that several years before you actually need to use Medicaid, right?
Yes. Well, I don't know if it's before you need to, but 5 years before she died.
Uh-huh. I think it's 2 years before you start drawing benefits under Medicaid, but I'm no authority on this. I don't know very much about Medicaid at all, and my experience is pretty limited, just, you know, to my own mom, and she ended up, my brother Stan ended up taking care of her until she died in his own home, because, you know, we just, well, he was willing to do it, and it kept, you know, mom and dad's home intact, which is now being lived in by one of my nieces, actually, and her family. So, Andrea, thank you. Thanks for the information. That's a good one. David in Los Angeles. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
I wanted to bring to your attention the fact that the DOJ, after the Watergate experience, examined the relationship between the Department of Justice and the Office of the President, and I believe at that time they created the Office of the Lawyer to the President in the office.
The Office of Special Counsel. When was that?
Right. There's not. It's not the special counsel. It's the office of the White House legal office, which advises the president on the rules that apply to his operation, as opposed to going, as it was before, to the DOJ for such advice. Right. And as part of that process, the DOJ adopted very clear ethical and policies and procedures defining the relationship between the DOJ and the Office of the President. For I am informed that Nancy Pelosi has adopted the codification of the existing procedural policy rules that apply to the relationship between the DOJ and the Office of the President, because obviously, if a new Attorney General could took office, he could merely revise those commitments without any control or oversight by Congress. I think her idea is fantastic, because I think, and it's absolutely necessary to define this subject. Yeah. And I was I think it's
when was this created, David? This Office of Legal Counsel or whatever it is within the White House, and this separation between the president and what year was
it? It was created after the Watergate.
After Watergate. Okay, so in the 70s.
Sometime.
Yeah. It makes perfect sense.
That's the legal advice to the president on a daily basis about what he can and cannot do legally.
Right. There you go. David, thank you. Thank you very much for that.
But
go ahead.
But Nancy Pelosi, and I've tried to call her office. Mm-hmm. I think that it's very important to get the words of her legislation, and I'm trying to figure out how to get a copy of that. I tried to talk to her office yesterday, but I couldn't get through.
David, is that by way of this is policy as opposed to law, and let's put it into law?
Yes.
Okay.
And
makes,
as a matter of
sense.
Fact, the liberals, progressives have lamented after Trump's experience that many of the quote constitutional norms have been disregarded and overrun by Trump's decisions. What needs to be done is all of those norms that we lament about should be codified.
I agree. They should be put into law. The things that have been merely policies based on the assumption that presidents will behave ethically and appropriately, which, you know, obviously Trump says doesn't
happen. And so that makes great sense. And I think if Mr. Biden were re-elected, which he, let's hope and pray he is, he would be amenable to undertaking.
I suspect he would be. David, I'm out of town. I'm sorry. But thank you, David. Up next, Gil Duran is going to tell us about the tech authoritarians who are trying to take over San Francisco. This is going to get interesting. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion. superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Tune into the Devil's Advocates for a whopper of a Wednesday edition. We'll give you the results of the George Santos former seat special election. Devil's Advocates, 4 to 6.
Mino and the Mayor.
John actually asked me if women had a prostate earlier today.
He did.
You did not.
No, get this, because we're in here and we're talking about...
It was a sweet question.
Yeah.
No, and he goes, asked.
What?
He goes,
do you guys know. Do you guys get prostate cancer? And she's like, no, John, women don't have prostate cancer.
A lot of guys don't know that.
Do they have ED?
Erectile dysfunction?
Yeah, do they have that, John?
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albing.